Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce the best of the best, Best in Show.
Welcome!
Good evening. Welcome to Best in Show Radio on the Heroes Talk Radio Network. The thing you do with the ears and the place to be. As you see, it's a video podcast of sorts as well. My name is Keith. I'm not the host of the show. I'm just in the higher chair. To the right of me, this is the cue for you to go. Go with it.
My name is Chris. I will be here for the program as well.
And most importantly, to the left of me,
I'm James. I'm with these guys.
You know who he's with?
Who he's with? I'm going to tell you right off the bat, before you even say a word about anything, I'm just not in a state. I'm in a state, but I'm not in like the state to be doing this at all. I feel terrible. I feel hideous. I am racked with depression.
I thought you said you're racked with cheese and mayonnaise.
Oh, I am racked with cheese and mayonnaise as well. But I'm a disaster of a human being, and all I could think about is how I am mentally preoccupied with the fact that I need to find a new doctor, or by new doctor I mean a doctor, and start seeing a therapist and get on medication, because I don't even understand how to be alive.
Lucky for you, that's what I do for a living.
Thank God. Can I have a pill?
Yes.
What kind?
Lithium?
Do I need that, you think?
It won't work with you. You'll probably have to have lithium or Depakote. I wouldn't recommend Depakote. I think lithium's a better drug.
Okay.
And something for the depression, because the lithium won't work as much for the depression.
I think too much. I said too much. I can't do this anymore. I need to straighten myself out.
Lexapro.
After a year of not drinking, I had a whole conversation with a friend today about the idea that I have a clear head now, and my head isn't clear. It's just I'm sober, and I'm smack dab in the middle of reality, and I hate that. And I hate reality.
But did alcohol really?
Yes,
it did.
100%. It fueled mania, but it calmed it. Like, outwardly, it made me more like, but I think it slowed my head down.
I guess it also, the knowledge that I can have a drink tonight tends to calm you as well. Even not when you're actually drinking, but the whole, like, you know.
The option of it.
Having the option.
I always have the option. The option's there.
But you know you're not going to. That's what I'm saying. Like, then you knew you were going to,
okay.
So, you know.
Yeah, maybe.
But you also didn't have that other thing saying, you have the option. But you didn't have the, no, you shouldn't do that, no, you can't do that.
Right on.
So that's extra noise in your head that wasn't there.
I don't know. I just, I'm sorry, I'm just apologizing in advance. I'm letting everyone know in advance. I need a vacation from life, and I need to just cool out. And I'm sorry if I come off like a...
He's going to be crabby.
I apologize in advance if I'm a piece of garbage for tonight's show.
what we used to call Hour 4 Chris, but this is the sober Hour 4 Chris.
Yeah, it's awful.
And it's raining and gross out today.
It's true.
Feeling a little brown.
Mm. Yeah. I do like this shirt, though.
Thanks. Makes me feel good about myself that you like my brown shirt.
We had an email about vacations. You just brought that up. Hold on. It's not what I was going to do, but I think you segued so wonderfully there.
If I was CC'd on those emails, I actually probably would have planned that.
I don't check my email.
Did you even ever set up your Best in Show email? If someone emails james@bestinshowradio.com, do you even know how to get that email? Do you want me to set it up that it just forwards to your Gmail? Okay.
More importantly, Cole in Portsmouth, Alabama says, hey guys.
Why, one, why is it more important? Two, is his name really Cole? C-O-L-E or C-O-L-E?
I mean, I don't know him, but C-O-L-E.
Okay.
But the email came from, well, I'm not going to give his email address, but it came from Cole in Portsmouth, Alabama. The hey guys, not the email, because it's a hey guys, it's not an email. And he says, hey guys, anyone taking a summer vacation?
Ironically, Cole, I'll be in your neck of the woods at the end of the month.
Where are you going? Portsmouth?
Leeds, Alabama.
Is that near Portsmouth?
I have no idea.
Cole?
Cole, why aren't you answering us? I don't even remember the last time I went on a vacation. A proper vacation.
When did you go on vacation?
Have you ever gone on a vacation in the entire time I've known you?
I went to Seattle once.
I don't even remember that.
I went to Seattle, but I went for a
wedding of some sort.
A christening of my ex-wife's cousin's kid, and she was a godmother for the christening. So I went to Seattle for that. But it was another thing. We went to my ex-wife's brother's house. But again, that's to me.
Have you ever gone on vacation without your ex-wife?
No, I don't even consider either of those real vacations.
Because
if you're going to a family member's house, you're just going to hang out with family. It's not like a vacation. Like, I've never gone to a beach. I've never gone on a cruise. I'd like to go on a cruise. A cruise.
But even locally, you could take a vacation that's locally. You can go somewhere and it's...
I don't want to take a vacation locally. I want to go on a cruise. I want to play shuffleboard. I want to be on live in a boat that's just going to travel around like it's a little city. And that little city goes to other cities. I like that idea. I love the idea of a cruise. Someone go on a cruise with me? No, maybe I go on a cruise alone.
I was on a cruise last August.
Alone?
No.
Oh.
I was just picturing you going on an old person's cruise. Yes. And you being the hot young guy that's stealing all the older women, all the old guys will be mad at you.
Come on. Why are you going to say it like it's so ironic that I'm hot and young?
Sorry, you'll be
I'm moderate.
You'll be the factually hot young guy stealing all the older women.
But I'm moderately attractive. Moderately.
How did I insult you there?
You said the hot young guy. Like I'm neither hot nor young.
Like he needs to be in a retirement home to be considered attractive.
And ugly. He said like the hot was included.
I didn't think you wanted me to call you hot. Okay.
Okay. So I'm moderately attractive. And I'm not even 40.
And you don't go on vacation.
And I don't go on vacation. 40 is the new 20. I am the hot young guy no matter where I go. I like to have a cruise.
You know what the new 20 is?
What?
20.
Oh.
And I think it's the old 20 as well.
Keith Orange is the new black, though. You aware of that?
Don't watch that show.
So good. It's actually not, but it's good. I like it.
Any vacation for you?
I went to...
A cruise?
I went to Blairstown, New Jersey twice.
Is that where they filmed the Blair Witch Project?
No, but it is where they filmed the first Friday the 13th, and that's why the first time. Excuse me.
Wait, so you went back?
I went back to go to an animal sanctuary, which happened to be in Blair. Oh, come on, don't roll your eyes at that. It's a nice place.
A vacation, we said. Not some sort
of... Well, I was on vacation.
Not a humanitarian mission.
It wasn't humanitarian, I wanted to see the animals.
So you went to a farm, essentially.
But not like a murderous, scary farm. It's a sanctuary.
A murderous, scary farm.
These animals that were rescued from those murderous, scary farms.
But you went to a farm. You just hung out with animals.
Yeah.
You've taken this vegan thing way too far.
Why? That's all I think about, by the way. I hate humans so much.
Okay.
And no, I don't love animals more than humans. Well, I do, actually. That's more to do with not liking humans, but...
That's fine.
Yeah, I just can't stand people who like their dogs more than humans.
Keith loves them.
I'm not a big fan of people either, but I just hate the people like, oh, my dog is this, and...
As a matter of fact,
and then they hate kids, or they hate... It's not real bacon.
Yes, it actually is.
There's a free toy inside.
It's a piece of bacon. It's a free toy inside.
That's why a fly flies out when you open it. You know, I was watching, I don't know, speaking of
horror, you were watching Fast Food Nation?
No.
The vegan channel.
I wish there was one. I was thinking today that I wish there was a food network.
Well, like, isn't there a moment that you realize that it's overwhelmed everything? Like I'm going on a vegan vacation. I wish it was vegan TV. I'm going to read a book about vegan. I need my vegan deodorant. Oh, I'm going to take a shower, make sure the water's vegan. Like, everything. Like, it's preoccupying everything for you.
You should.
I'm ornery today. I'm sorry.
But it does, because it's... Look, this is probably the last thing you want me to get into now. But
I understand that meat is murder and dairy is rape.
But it's the fact that what happens is okay with most people is the thing that drives me crazy and drives me towards that other end, I think. That's why.
It's not okay. That means you have to revel in it every moment of your life?
Yes, it keeps me sane to an extent. Because I have...
I'm going to tell you. Someone that knows a little bit about being obsessed with things? No.
But this is a fine thing to be obsessed with.
I don't agree with you.
This is a fine thing to be obsessed
with. There's nothing good to be obsessed with. Obsession's bad.
So what started you on your path to veganism?
I love her talking about vacation.
It was the National Lampoon's Vacation, actually.
Was it health or the love of animals?
Never health. I for the last 20 years, I've stopped eating meat on and off for periods of time. For the last 3 years, I haven't eaten meat at all. And then for the last 4 months or so, the thing that started me on the path was I started, like, not to be melodramatic or whatever the word is, but I started waking up, like, having nightmares, thinking about things I read and then not being able to fall asleep again. And I was just like, all right, I can't be a part of this in any way anymore.
Well, like factory farm stuff?
Yeah, just like horrendous, horrifying stories, and like being stupid enough to look at pictures. And
now, would you go on a vegan vacation?
Oh yeah,
to like an all natural or whatever farm that grass feeds their cows, and then they'll feed you their grass fed happy cows.
No, because the cows are not happy.
How do you know?
Because that grass fed.
What if he dies of
Kobe beef? They get the nice massages.
If he dies of old age, would you eat meat if animals died of old age?
Theoretically, if that's how where meat came from, like I thought when I was a kid,
I'm saying
animals, happy animals. Or would I now, if I was told that this cow died of old age and we're going to eat it now?
If I started a farm, if my vacation was to start a farm and I treated the animals amazingly, and then when they died, I massacred their bodies and threw them on a grill for you.
Would I eat that?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't.
Okay.
Would I eat that if that's how all meat was acquired? Then, yeah, I probably never would have.
Wait, so you just wouldn't do it if I ran the farm? If someone else was doing it?
No, I'm saying I wouldn't eat meat the one time because you happened to.
What would have to be the one time? You could live down by my farm. I could make it. I would always have the cows aged appropriately that someone's dying every day. It would be the death farm.
If you were on vacation, I'm trying to stick to the topic here.
Right.
On an island, and it became deserted somehow, and there was no vegetation, only fish or small animals, and you had to eat to survive, would you die to let the animals live?
I mean, if it ever came to that, I would worry about that. You know, like, I don't know. I don't know if I could bring myself to kill anything. I got on the bus Monday, and this little, like, gnat or something, it's like this fly landed on my tie. And I was like, what am I going to do with this guy now? So, like, he crawls on my hand, and he's just, like, walking around in my hand.
See, that's crazy.
He rode the bus with me until I...
Give him a bite of his sandwich?
And then he would...
lunch?
And then I... Well, it was vegan. And then I wouldn't... he wouldn't get off, and then he did actually didn't fly off until my building, and then he finally fell. And I was a little, I gotta be honest, I was a little upset. I felt like he left me in the lurch there. Thanks, bro. I just had a court date. I mean, date at the pizzeria Keith works at.
Up until 10 minutes ago, I was always convinced that Chris was crazier than you.
But what's crazy about not wanting to be part of that?
Bro, you just need a vacation. Just relax. Yeah. Have a regular nice vacation. Go to like...
How about this place?
It was a pretty nice place. I would go there if I were you.
I don't want to be stuck there.
I don't want to be stuck in the first half of the show anymore. Why don't we go to the next part?
I already told him that. I winked and quietly said it. So, I'm way ahead of you. I think we might even be back. No, nah, not yet.
Yeah, let's just commercial first.
Zapper Radio. DJ New Style. Truth Time Theater.
HearUsTalk.com.
And we're back.
Look at that.
What?
Back from that vacation of a break.
They need a little vacation from us.
Relax, feel so much better. I like these podcasts when they're short, you know? By the way, our friend the Veal Chop suggested to me, not for me to promote any program other than something on the Heroes Talk Network, like Bug Zapper Radio, or the DJ New Style Show, or Truth Time Theater from our friends at Sandwich Humor. But he suggested to me the 10-minute podcast. Can't recommend it enough. So good. So good. 10 minutes, bam, in and out. It's maybe the dumbest podcast ever in the world, and so ridiculously funny at the same time. It's really good. Sorry. I don't know why I did a commercial for a bunch of comedians.
Are you trying to shorten everyone's attention span so they don't even watch our show anymore?
Well, I think we're like in that same...
That's what I'm here for.
...thing. Like
hit them hard, hit them quick, and then leave them wanting more.
We did a quickie. I think that's kind of the same thing. Actually, that was kind of the conversation that I had with our buddy Veal Chop. But anyway, hear us talk. Watch it, please.
I do want to attack my veganism anymore, can I continue?
I would like to be clear. I had no problem, and have no problem with your veganism. I have a problem with the, it's everything, vegan, vegan this, and vegan, vegan that.
The same problem you had with me with David Lynch.
No.
And you've had this problem with me with the Mets.
Well, yeah.
You've had this problem with me with David Lynch.
I didn't have it with you with David Lynch, because David Lynch, no, because you talked about other things. When it's just like,
We had a fight on the show.
I don't believe that.
We had a fight on the show where
I don't believe it.
You were angry at me that I was bringing up David Lynch, the soundtrack to one of his movies. I think the whole point was like some of the best music I listened to all year, and I said I don't listen to a lot of new music because at the time I didn't, and I mentioned the soundtrack to Inland Empire, and you. Now you're bringing in David Lynch's music to her, and it was like this whole big thing.
I don't want to say that the topic put a bad taste in my mouth, but I'm gonna say something about this grapefruit soda. It smells like cat piss. This soda smells like cat piss, and it fit. The taste in my mouth was the same as the David Lynch soundtrack. Oh, that's right, because the cats were in there during their... No, it was
dairy.
It was harvested. It was harvested from a litter box. You're fine.
So, what was Cole's question again?
Did you ever go on vacation or something? Wait. Before we go. Into the vacation. Because we're going to get to vacation at some point. When you guys send your hey guys to this address that we never did that before, right? I look at
all the people who download this on iTunes.
Contact.
I have no idea what you just.
That's Keith's job. He does the talking.
Contact at bestinshowradio.com.
I'm just a young hot one. Remember, I don't get to think. I look at it the same way that I hated when I first started to quit drinking and started going to meetings and stuff like that.
How
like
being sober
everything is about how sober you are. Like, shut up. I don't care. If that's what you want to do, do it. And I'm super for you. For the record, I'm a year clean. I don't walk around with a flag saying, I'm year clean, I haven't done anything for a year, except I just did.
He doesn't do that with the vegan thing.
I mentioned that I went to a farm.
Right.
Sanctuary.
Right, I understand. I'm not saying that you did it as a flag. I'm saying it's the same thing that when everything is about it. Oh, it's about me not drinking. This is about me not drinking. Well, since I don't drink, I do this instead of doing that. Oh, well, I went on vacation with animals. I was looking at a gnat, and he was my friend, he was an animal. I'm sorry.
But that happened organically.
My point...
through the story.
Right. My point was, I don't have a problem, contrary to the way I'm coming off right now, I don't have a problem with your veganism. I have a problem with your veganism being so much of your existence. Do something else. Go someplace where you kill something. have a nice
I'll game. Go to a factory farm if you line the employees up.
He sends me texts saying, ooh, is this vegan MMA fighter good? Could you send me some of his fights? Like, it's to that point.
He's never mentioned to me in all our texts about the Mets of the dietary.
Because there's no vegan Met. That's why. If there was, he would have a tattoo of his face on his face.
I was so bummed out when I found out Tony Gonzalez started eating meat again, by the way, that he's not fully vegan anymore.
You couldn't even believe that Benny Agbayani ate pork once.
You could be a Prince Fielder fan.
Oh, that was BS. He was vegetarian for like 2 weeks. And the reason I got into that MMA thing is because
it was something vegan.
There's always this thing that like anytime there's like not Tony Gonzalez, but like because he's a Falcon, they do no wrong. But a lot of vegan athletes like Prince Fielder went vegetarian for a month, and then he felt the need to like tell people. I'm not aware of who that is. He felt the need to tell people, like, oh, yeah, I don't know, something my girlfriend made me do. You know what I mean? Like, just still in 2013, the whole, no, I'm a tough guy, I eat meat. Like, all right, jackass.
Wasn't it Buchanan got arrested the night before the first?
Yes, I was saying that.
It's not that it's tough.
Yeah, but there's an entire... There's dudes I know that think they're, like... these progressive, compassionate guys because they voted for Obama that also like mock veganism and think that like it's for lack of a better word, nobody be offended at my misusing this word, that it's gay. You know, like not to mention the fact that they misuse that word, which kind of throws a whole monkey wrench in their vegan monkey wrench in their whole compassionate thing anyway.
A monkey wrench?
Yes. But
my point is, you're allowed to be vegan. I think it's great, and I have no problem with your veganism. I wish that I had the self-control to do it. I was vegetarian-ish for a lot of years. I was pescatarian for a lot of years, and then it all just snapped one day, and I can't seem to go back. I've been thinking about it. You saw I had a veggie patty in the fridge. I'm thinking about going back to being vegetarian, but I bought a bunch of meat in the past week, so I'm going to eat it. I'm never going to be vegan, though. I love cheese. I'll bite a cow right in the udder.
There's a middle ground.
No, there isn't.
No, there might as well not be.
But anyway, so as long as... I mean, since you're talking about vacations...
It's all I ever wanted.
And since we talked about horror movies as well, there's a horror movie about vacations. There's a movie called Chernobyl Diaries. Have you ever seen
it? Oh my God, I saw it in the theater!
Did you really?
It's the worst movie I've ever seen
of all movies to go to.
I know. Doesn't go to the movies, that I was about to say.
I was about to say
that I thought it was okay, but the fact that you chose that to go see makes me now think it was terrible.
I've seen 4 movies in the theater over like the past year to 2 years. Every one of them has been the worst movie ever. They're all tied for the worst.
What are the others?
Okay, you need to be going to movies with someone other than you're going to movies with.
I agree with you.
obviously picking bad movies.
Nice and Veducated. Go see them.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus, with George Burns and John Depp.
That's my favorite. Yeah. So what about Chernobyl Diaries?
I want to hear what the other movies were, but I saw the end of the show.
I saw the Chernobyl Diaries. I saw the movie. It was like calling it that.
It's bad.
with Ethan Hawke, where he was like a writer.
Oh, that was good.
That was okay.
Sinister?
Yeah, that was the best of the bunch. But it was still not a good movie.
Oh, it was a good movie.
And The Devil Inside, I think, was the other one.
Oh, I thought that was good, too.
Oh, that was terrible. Terrible. Everyone else was... I was so mad. The only reason I was excited...
Isn't it weird that I liked the horror movies and you didn't? That's so out of character.
No, it's unusual. The best part about all those movies was the fact that I went to a theater that had a Pizza Hut in it, so I was eating pizza.
No, popcorn and...
And M&M's, of course.
No, M&M's.
Peanut M&M's. You mix them in with your popcorn.
I thought you used the peanut butter. Reese's Pieces.
Peanut M&M's or Reese's Pieces will work. But peanut M&M's, I tend towards more often. Oh, I also saw The Great and Powerful Oz, which was horrendous. I went to go see that with our friend Ange, and she could vouch for the fact that I was asleep for 75% of the movie. I just slept the entire time. It was exhausting to try.
Bad a movie is make you fall asleep during it?
Nah, dark room.
Just a dark room?
If you shut the lights off in here right now, show's over, but I'll be over for the show.
But Chernobyl Diaries was about these two couples that go on vacation, and they're going to go to Moscow, and instead they decide to go to Chernobyl. What I found out from this is that...
You watched it?
Yeah, I told you I liked it. I actually became obsessed with the city they're in for a while. I started watching shows of people going there and like reading about it. I was even going to buy a video game that's based in it. I don't remember the name of the game. Stalker or Chernobyl, actually, it's called. But Pripyat is the Ukrainian city that everyone up and left because of the radiation levels. And the radiation levels are still too high, where you can only really be there for a couple of hours or so before it gets dangerous. And there's still just, like, schools and playgrounds and stuff. Like, everything is... It was a lived-in city. Everyone got out, and they haven't been back in since. But what I found out is that there's something called extreme vacations, and that's what... exactly. And that's what... And one of the hot spots, so to speak, is... Pripyat, going on, and the whole point behind extreme vacations is that you're putting yourself in danger.
Yeah, I don't like that idea.
To an extent, and I guess being around radiation...
Why don't you go on an African safari and try and kill animals?
I will not do that, but... Oh. But there are actual safaris that aren't like the Great Adventure Safari. It's actually like a safari where there's a good chance like you may end up getting killed by an animal.
You think the Great Adventure Safari is bad?
Christine,
it's so nice.
Zoos are terrible.
It's not a zoo. They're walking around. They're hanging out.
Christine on a safari in South Africa.
I don't know why I'm doing this, by the way. I'm showing off my guns.
Showing off. Is that a vegan donut?
Yes, it's a vegan donut. So what are some of the others? There's like a road in South America. I don't remember exactly where.
That's the most dangerous.
The Road of Death or something it's called. It's
why?
Because it's so thin and it's off the side of a cliff. And so people go ride it and they get a rush. But, like, people actually die every year doing these things, like these extreme vacations. The shark cage, I'm sure you know about, where you're underwater and scuba diving equipment.
I don't go on vacations, so I don't really know.
You know about the shark cage?
I know people go in shark cages.
You're in a cage, really. The shark isn't. They do whatever it is.
Probably a cage match.
Yeah. And I don't know if they dump blood or in the water or something, but whatever they do, the shark is, like, determined to eat you, but you're just sitting in a cage for a...
And people die doing that?
I don't know if they die during the shark cage. Because you're in there for a certain amount of time, and they're not going to pull you up until... You have no way to communicate with them, so they're not going to pull you up until that time passes.
There's no way to communicate. What if your scuba equipment fails? You die?
It's an extreme vacation.
Yeah. I don't think scuba equipment fails. That thing goes all the way up.
If no one ever dies doing that, I would do a shark cage.
Do a shark cage?
I would definitely do that. I think that'd be awesome.
If one person died in 1,000, would you do it?
Nope.
No. I don't want to die. I don't think I want to die.
There have been more people
I don't want to die
on the streets you cross in Manhattan on a daily basis.
If given a choice, I'd like to not do that too.
But you do it.
I have to. I don't have to go on a Shark Tank.
I think Extreme Vacation Soho. That's a new show. Right.
Soho, no way, dude. Midtown East, son. I rep hard. I gotta get paid. I gotta have money.
Any itches? You almost seem like I'm sorry.
An extreme dude.
You almost seem like the type of person that I could see saying you were going to.
Would you go on a Shark Tank vacation with me?
Yes.
You like you're going to like a volcano or something? You're going to scale a volcano.
Yeah. Well, like,
with the level of danger, though, you also seem like fairly level-headed.
I wouldn't
enough to
do
know
anything
the
that I
danger.
Know is. I mean, there has to be some sort of, safety precautions where you're kind of like, yeah, maybe, but
extreme, bro. There's no net.
Not for me.
I'm out completely. I do none of those things. I go to fun, pleasant places like Blast.
To Bunny Rub Ranch or whatever it is.
There were no bunnies. It's a lovely place, though. Blasttown, New Jersey, by the way, is my favorite place in the world, but we'll get to that another time.
The next time on the Vegan Hour. Thanks for hanging out, everybody. Why'd you stop the music? I like when there's music on. Because when I say, like, when it's dry, and I go, cocky socks, steamroller, roll over your face. We'll see you guys on the radio. 88. Peace. And the YouTube.
There's no way to do it now.
It feels weird, right?
Well, it's too late. It already happened.
Felt weird?
Yeah, it's back.
Entertaining talk radio. Broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be.